year, the actress Angelina Jolie announced that she'd had a double mastectomy after she had a test for a genetic deficiency which increases the risk of breast cancer. Well, since then, the number of referrals for counselling and testing for breast cancer risk has more than doubled. The research out today is from the Manchester-based charity Genesis Breast Cancer Prevention, which carries out research on the prediction and prevention of breast cancer. The charity's chairman is Lester Barr. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
They're describing this as the Angelina Jolie effect. Do you think that it's entirely down to her? Do you think that actually awareness is greater now than it was 12 months ago?
Well, what's been really interesting is to compare it with the so-called Jade Goody effect. Some years ago, she had cervical cancer. There was a rush of young women going off to be tested and having smear tests, but quite quickly it died off. But with the Angelina Jolie story, we found sustained interest in women coming forward for gene testing over the last year, and it hasn't died off. So it's definitely raised awareness.
Yeah, and interestingly, it was a storyline on EastEnders, which they explored recently, and whether actually to find out or whether to almost live in blissful ignorance. Is that one of the dilemmas that face women?
Yes, and a similar story on embarrassing bodies only last month. So it's in the public domain. Some would rather not know, but I think as a result of the Angelina Jolie effect, more women are feeling confident to come forward because they have a number of options. It's not just about having preventive surgery. There are other things you can do. And what many folk listening to this may not realise is that here in Manchester, we have Europe's first breast cancer prevention centre, a purpose-built building at Woodenshaw Hospital, trying to research into how to prevent breast cancer. And so we're very interested in women who have this disease in their family tree.
And just explain to us, is it a simple test medically?
It's actually quite a complex test, but as the years go by, it's becoming quicker and more effective. But gene testing always starts with a counselling session. We have to look through your family tree and have pre-test counselling. So it's not a matter simply of sending off your blood for a simple blood test. It is actually more complicated than that.
And sadly, we know that cases of breast cancer, despite the fact treatment's obviously improving, still prevalent. Do you think that's another one of the reasons that many women decide on this? Because genetically, they're concerned that potentially it could be passed down to them.
Yes, the cure rates for breast cancer have improved dramatically over the last 20 years or so. But sadly, the number of women getting breast cancer is going up.
And is there any reason behind that? It's just that the fact that more people are being tested?
It's partly because of more testing, partly because the population getting older. But genuinely, there is an increase in breast cancer is genuinely rising as well. And that's probably because of Western diet and Western lifestyle. We've seen a slow rise, about 1% every year, for almost 40 years now. Breast cancer has been rising, possibly beginning to plateau now. There's lots of different factors that feed into it. But it has genuinely been becoming more common.
Lester Barr from the Manchester-based charity Genesis Breast Cancer Prevention. Thank you. 13 minutes away from 5 on BBC Radio Manchester. Northwest tonight, 6:30.